So in the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Bechayres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kala Kadashim in regard to all Kadashim. Shekadam Mum Kavua Lehegdeshim. Where the Behemah had an established Mum before I was Magdashit. I take a Behemah, it has a Mum Kavua, meaning not just something that's going to heal, and I say, I want this to be a carbon. So what happens is it gets Kiddusha, but not Kiddusha Zakuf. It can't be a carbon because it has a blemish. The Kiddusha that it gets is the other kind of Kiddusha called Kiddusha Zdamim. That means the value of this behemoth belongs to Hegdish. So I have to sell it, and with its money, bring a carbon. Now, V'nivdu. So this behemoth that had a mum that I was Magdish, I take to redeem it for money. The behemoth no longer has Kiddusha. It goes out L'chulin. And I know what I have to do with this money. I have to buy a carbon. Then someone comes and says, you know, your behemoth that you redeemed, yeah, the one that you were Magdish, because it had a mum, so it never had Kiddusha Samizbeach. Okay, yeah, so it only had Kiddusha Samizbeach. I redeemed it, yeah. It had a baby boy. Is that now Mechuyev B'Mchayra? Says the Mishnah, yes, Chayav B'Mchayra. If it gave birth to a male child and it's the first baby after it was redeemed, the Kiddush of Bchayra is Chal on it. Furthermore, Uve B'Matanais, if you shechted it after you redeemed it, then you're Chayiv to give the Kaihanim the Matnais Kehuna that we learned about, just learned about, at the end of Masechtas Cholin. That's the Zraya Ulechayim of the Keva. The foreleg, the jaw, and part of the stomach, one of the stomachs. V'yaitzin L'Cholin. And after you redeem them, it becomes regular chulin. Ligazes, you can shear the wool. Ulehi aved, and you can work with it. Stamazai, a carbon, that was kiddushas haguf, although when it gets a mum, you can redeem it, but there are still restrictions. You can't take its wool, you can't work with it. This behemoth, which was never kiddushas haguf, even though I said it was kiddushas haguf, but it was never chal, because it had a mum kavua even before I designated it, goes totally out l'chulin. You can take the wool, you can work with it, and furthermore, uvladan v'chalavan, its children that are born, and its milk is mutter. But when is it mutter? The Mishnah is quick to tell us, only la'achar pidyanin, after you redeem it. This refers to everything. We learned over here in the Mishnah that it's mechuyev b'mchayra, that it's mechuyev b'matanai, so you can share its wool and work with it. It's only after the redemption. And also in regard to the children and the milk. Just want to clarify one thing. In regard to the vlades, in regard to the children, the le'achar pidyanin means as follows. The baby that was born after the pidyan, even if the animal became mi'uberes, if it was expecting the baby beforehand, as long as it was born after the pidyan, and for that matter, the milk that was milked after the pidyan, these things are mutter. Now, the next halachis would pertain to this behemah, again, that I had a mum before I was magdashit, even before I redeemed it. If you shechted outside of the Azara, even before you redeemed it, Pater, this person would be Pater on Karis, because it's like shechting a behemah of Chulin. The Ein Oisim Tmura, if you said on this behemah, again, we're talking about a behemah that had a mum before I was magdashit. I wanted Kedusha to go over to a different behemah, where normally both would have Kedusha. When you say a Rezu, carbon, tachazu, that's Tmura. You're not allowed to do it, but both would have Kedusha. In this case, it doesn't get any Kiddusha. Be a mason, if it died before you redeemed it, Yepadu, you can redeem it with money. What does that mean? It means to say that if you have a behema that had Kiddusha Zaguf, that was roy for the Mizbeach, once it dies, you can't redeem it. We're going to see more about that in the next Mishnah, because what can you redeem it for? To feed it to your dogs? For that, you don't redeem Hegdish. But in this case, being that it never had Kiddusha HaMizbeach, because it had a mum before I was Magdish it, you could redeem it even after it dies, and then use it for whatever you can use an Avela for. Now, these halachas apply to all karbanos that the mum came before the Hegdish, but like we said, most rules have an exception, and here are the exceptions. Chutz min ha-pchar u min ha-maiser. Except in the case of a pchar or maiser behema, even if there were a baal mum to start with, and they were never fit for a krovet, even a pchar that was born a baal mum, or as I line up my behemoths, the 10th behema is a baal mum. So the mum was there before the hegdish, But these are the exceptions. They do get Kiddushas HaGuf, and they would have the same halacha as a behema that you were Magdish first and then got a mum. And what exactly the halacha is with that, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the next Mishnah. Okay, so quickly chazing over Mishnah Bey's old Karbanis that had a permanent blemish before I was Magdish it. It only gets Kiddushas Damim, I redeem it, and it's Mamish like Chulun. It's Mechuyev and Pchayra. You have to give the Matnis Gunner, the Zrei L'chaim V'keva. You can use its wool and work with it afterwards. Its children and its milk are mutter after the pidyon. Meaning to say, if it only started expecting the baby, or the milk was milked after the pidyon. If you shecht it outside of the Azara, you would be putter on Karis. It does not make tmura if you say Erezu Tachazu. If it dies, you can still redeem it and use it. Exceptions to this would be Pchar and Meiser. By a Pchar and Meiser, even if the Mum came first, we treat it as if it was Hegdish first and Mum afterwards. And what's the halacha with that? We'll see in our next Mishnah Be'ez Hashem.